This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A little bit of retail news now, all right? If I asked you which retailer is on track to become the biggest seller of clothing in this country, who would you go with? Macy's, maybe? TJ Maxx, possibly? Good guesses, both. Also wrong, both. An analyst report out today says that Amazon's clothing and accessory sales are expected to grow about 30% next year. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
25-year-old Emily De La Cruz buys a lot of her clothes on Amazon.
No. Not a lot. I buy my whole life on Amazon.
My bad. Her latest buy? Trendy rose gold sunglasses for $12.99.
Everyone's just like, where do you get these glasses from? Where are they from? What are they? And I'm like, guys, it's on Amazon.
Amazon has been quietly establishing itself in the fashion market. John Blackledge is an internet analyst with Cowen and Company, which just issued a report about Amazon. It says Amazon currently has about 6% of the apparel market. The company could almost triple that within the next few years.
So we'll comfortably pass Macy's. And remember, Macy's is closing 100 stores next year that generate about $1 billion in revenue.
Blackledge says Amazon has more than 150 brand partnerships, its own private labels, and a new interactive daily show online. Think QVC, but younger and hipper.
Tonight on Style Kids Live, think you can't wear over-the-knee boots with a dress?
Amazon has a foothold in this space because customers, especially Prime members, see it as convenient. Plus, there's free shipping, says Lauren Friedman, a digital strategist with Astound Commerce.
It has kind of a fast fashion component in a different way.
She says you can order and return as many clothes as you want. You can't pop into a dressing room to try them on, but that doesn't seem to be turning people off. Brick-and-mortar retailers are going to have to step up their game, says Frank Leo, a retail strategist at Kurt Salmon.
It seems like they continue to play a game of catch-up.
Kind of tough when tastes and technology are constantly changing the rules. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.